This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Iran's foreign ministry yesterday criticized U.S. President Joe Biden for retaining sanctions against Iran that were imposed by former President Donald Trump, calling it a matter of shame. Foreign Ministry spokesman Saeed Khatibzadeh said at a briefing on Monday, "The United States has not changed from the Trump era regarding the imposition of sanctions, and this could be a matter of shame for those who have founded their election campaign on distancing themselves from Trump administration's bullying policies." Now, Trump unilaterally withdrew the U.S. from the Iranian nuclear accord in 2018, a deal that had curbed Iran's uranium enrichment capabilities in exchange for lifting of economic sanctions. A year after the U.S. pullout, Tehran decided to decrease its commitments in the deal. Khatibzadeh also reiterated that Iran may stop part of an inspection to its nuclear facilities by inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency next week. The United States today urged Yemen's Houthi movement to halt an offensive on the government-held city of Marib and join international efforts to find a political solution to the more than 6-year civil war. The advance by the Iran-aligned Houthi movement on the last government-held northern city threatens to complicate the administration of U.S. President Joe Biden's new drive to intensify diplomatic efforts to end the conflict. Speaking on behalf of the Secretary of State, State Department spokesman Ned Price.
And he also knew at the time and knows now that we can do two things at once. We can ensure that we are not worsening the humanitarian plight of Yemen's civilian population while continuing to put pressure on the leaders of the Nasrallah or the Houthi.
This is VOA News. The Taliban urged U.S. President Joe Biden's administration today to stick to a 2020 troop withdrawal peace agreement, describing it as the most effective way of ending the war in Afghanistan. The insurgent group's chief peacemaker, Mullah Abdullah Ghani Baradar, addressed an open letter to the American public asking U.S. citizens to hold their government to account over implementing the terms of the agreement the two sides sealed last year in Qatar's capital of Doha on February the 29th. The letter underscored the effectiveness and success of the ongoing peace process stemming from the deal. Baradar defended the arrangement, saying it significantly reduced insurgent battlefield operations and helped launch peace talks among Afghan parties to the conflict. The U.S.-led coalition Iraq says no Americans were killed in a recent rocket attack. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has this report.
Coalition spokesman says the contractor who was killed after a barrage of rockets struck near an airport in northern Iraq was not an American national. Hours after the attack sparked fears of renewed hostilities in the region. Shortly after the attack, an American Army colonel had said a civilian contractor with the coalition was killed, but no further details about the citizenship of the person were provided. Late on Monday, over a dozen rockets hit areas between a civilian international airport in the city of Erbil and the nearby base hosting U.S. troops. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki spoke about the attacks earlier today regarding the Iraqi officials' belief that those responsible for the attacks may have ties to Iran.
The president of the United States and the administration reserves the right to respond in the time and the manner of our choosing, but we'll wait for the attribution to be concluded first before we take any additional steps or obviously have any additional announcements. I will convey to you that obviously diplomacy is a priority with this administration.
North Korea launched a cyber attack on U.S. drug maker Pfizer to steal the company's COVID-19 vaccine data, according to South Korea's intelligence agency. Officials with the National Intelligence Service briefed lawmakers today in Seoul during closed-door hearings with lawmakers. Now, this is the second time in recent months that Pyongyang has been accused of hacking pharmaceutical companies to retrieve data about their work in creating a new coronavirus vaccine. Microsoft said in November that hackers from both North Korea and Russia attempted to break into 7 prominent companies, including Pfizer and its German-based partner BioNTech. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.